rest of the story. As an infant, he was given up by his young unmarried mother. He was adopted by a middle-aged couple, John and Mary. The baby's name was Arthur. Arthur's adoptive daddy was a kind-hearted fellow, a part-time evangelical preacher who had failed as a small businessman. Destitution was in the wings. Soon John and Mary and baby Arthur found themselves in a charity home run by a church in San Diego, California. Gratefully, that residence was temporary, and although the family's financial situation was not due for any great improvement, Daddy John did decide to become a preacher full-time. For Arthur, these beginnings were the ingredients of adolescent rebellion. At 16, he had decided on his calling. He would leave home to become a hobo. What awaited him one rainy night in the darkness of a boxcar is the rest of the story. Arthur, at 16, lured by a world he had never seen, had decided to become a hobo. The adventure had been planned, and yet the world into which he was descending was devoid of design. His total assets, $11.30. $1.30 in his pocket, a $10 bill was sewn into the lining of his coat. And then one night came that cold rain, ushering him into the shelter of a parked boxcar. The blackness was thick and stifling. Arthur began to doze. When a rustling outside the boxcar opened his eyes in the dark, the muffled voices of two men, a striking match, and then a crisp whisper, "Put your hands straight out and lie flat. If this match goes out and I hear anything move, I will shoot." Arthur would not move. As the men searched his pockets, the match did go out. Another was lighted quickly. The $1.30 was discovered. They had missed the 10 in his coat lining. That $10 was Arthur's invisible security, and yet in moments it would mean nothing. The unmistakable cock of a pistol hammer, an icy chill, an eternity. The two thieves would risk nothing by killing Arthur. It seemed the driving rain on the boxcar roof would drown out any noise, even a pistol shot. But the gun misfired. The trigger was squeezed and the gun did not fire. Instead, there was the jingle of Arthur's 30 cents on the boxcar floor. One of the voices said, "That's breakfast money," and the men were gone. Arthur's hobo days lasted 14 months. Much, if not most, is forgotten, but vividly remembered even to this day, is the moment Arthur's life might have ended and did not. The gun that misfired spared a life that was to become an example. At 16, Arthur's only ambition was vagrancy. His unsettled origin and dismal aspiration suggested for his future only failure. And yet the youngster whose early years were plagued by poverty and uncertainty, the boy who almost lost the world in a dark boxcar on a rainy night long ago, is today the multimillionaire entertainer author whose energy is devoted to showing others the way out and the way up. And may I, in confirming his identity, wish him a happy birthday today, Arthur. Art Linkletter. And now you know the rest of the story.